the near enemy of metta, which is one I think we need to pay attention to. I think we have to pay attention to all the near enemies, but some of them I think can disguise themselves more easily than others, is sentimental attachment, stickiness, that Velcro moment. I'm sure we're all familiar with that. Yeah, it can be hard sometimes to own it, can't it? Hard to kind of really face our own attachment. Especially, I think, with our closest Sangha friends, because it's there, of course, even amongst the Sangha. There's an element of self-interest. Our affection has some degree of partiality. We do get something from the friendship, so it's not completely disinterested. And it may be subtle, or it may be much more obvious. It varies greatly, doesn't it? But the important thing is to recognise it, is really to be prepared to see it. And it isn't that we have to see it and feel bad about it, give ourselves a hard time about it. It's just we need to see what it is that we're working with if we're going to seriously be able to do anything about it. So in the Brahmavihara mandala, you would go to Karanar when you recognise it. Go to Karanar and just bring to mind the suffering element of that person. It can have quite a sobering effect to do that. It also helps then to start to sort of see them more perhaps as they truly are, rather than through the eyes that you've been looking at them through with your own self-interest. Just thinking about the near enemies and the fact that they masquerade, really. They masquerade as the real thing. So, it is very easy for them to fool us that, what we're feeling is one thing, when actually it may only be tinged with, but it's got a little bit of something else. So just really noticing. I had a sense for a long time that metta is actually above and beyond anything I can properly articulate, that it is consciousness itself. I was really delighted to read Alan Wallace in his Boundless Heart book, where he says that there's good reason to believe, intuitively at least, if not on the basis of hard evidence, that the very nature of consciousness is a wellspring of loving kindness. It is said that the very quality of Buddha nature is that of inexhaustible love, and it is already there. Mysterious. So as I was saying a bit earlier, the sense that these days, working with that attitude of turning towards, looking very much at my everyday experience, is very much how I work with metta. Recognising as well that, only a small part of my practice takes place on my cushion, that actually most of it takes place in my daily life, in my daily interactions. And it's there that I can look to see just where I draw my boundaries, to see exactly where I move towards and exactly where I turn away. So just as it says in the Metta Sutta, and while one stands and while one walks or sits or lies down, still free from drowsiness, one should be intent on this mindfulness. This is the divine abiding, here they say.